Well, hello, listeners, and tonight I am excited because I had the opportunity to interview Tamara Myers from Myers Construct, and she's going to share with us some ways on how we can be more organized when we are taking on those huge, sometimes small, but sometimes huge home renovation projects, because I know a lot of you share with me how overwhelmed or just things happen that you never really planned for. So I thought it would be a great opportunity to just talk with her and get some insight on how we can be more organized during the process. So, Tamara, welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for this invitation. This is a great opportunity for us to share a little bit more about what the construction process and the design process is like. So this is super.
Well, thank you. And before we get into the questions, I would like for you to share with the listeners more about your company and what you do.
Yes, yeah, so our company is a little bit unusual. We call ourselves a full-service design to build. So folks come to us, they want to upgrade their kitchen, their bathroom, outdoor space, master suite, basement, whatever the project is, something in their house they feel isn't working well for them. And since we're familiar with lots of different types of homes and we know systems, it's easy for us to work with our clients to develop a better plan for them, whether it's just space planning, home performance, upgrading the HVAC or an addition, whatever the focus may be. So we're here to help people go through a whole process. We've got continuity in that we help them with the concept, and then we do the planning and design work together, and then we take the project through construction to the finish stages. So it's a full service process, and it's lots of fun, but it can be a lot of work. So it's great to have these kinds of conversations with you and with our clients in the beginning.
And that's good to know, because when somebody comes to you, it's like really they don't have to worry about getting a lot of different people involved. They can sit down with you, plan the whole project, and then you can take them along, which, of course, can reduce the stress, especially when you're doing something like a home renovation project. So that's good to know. That's really good to know. So, Tamara, somebody decides, I want to improve my space, and they contact you. What are some of the things they really should do first just to prepare for that initial meeting with you or someone from your team?
Well, you know, we work with people who are at all different stages of this. So mm-hmm. We have clients who may have thought about this for, 5, 10, 15, and sometimes even 20-something years. And then others haven't been in that particular space that long, or perhaps they even just bought the house. So we're happy to kind of work with people at wherever they are in the process. But there are things that they could do before they contacted us or while they're getting ready to contact us that would probably help make their comfort level, bring their comfort level up and make for a more successful process. One of them is just starting to gather some visual information on things they like. So there's lots of questions we'll be asking up front, and one of them is just, we want to understand what sort of projects are they drawn to. If they go online and look at House or Pinterest or something like that, or some of the renovation magazines, we ask them to start clipping and kind of just creating a little bit of a visual list that they could share with us. So that's one piece.
Okay.
Another is to start to work to put together a list and start to have a conversation with everyone in the household about, what it is they want to achieve. So I always encourage people to put things on the list that they like and don't like. It might be something like, I really am frustrated when I'm making kitchen, I'm working in the kitchen and making dinner, and I can't see my kids doing their homework. It could be something just as big and as frustrating as that.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll give us some really great clues as to, you know, what's important. So we love that kind of information.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so there's, you know, gathering visual information. They're starting to put together kind of a dream list, a wish list. And we encourage people to put, you know, even the things they think they may not be able to achieve. It really helps us to kind of see the big picture, and then we can help them prioritize. And then some of the other pieces of this, kind of the other side of it, is start to think about how this project might happen. Let's say it is a significant kitchen renovation. It'll be good to think about whether you're going to be able to continue to live in the house while we're doing the kitchen, and that can really depend on the size of the house, where the kitchen is in the house. We often work with our clients to put up, you know, create temporary kitchens. Sometimes that works in the space, sometimes it doesn't. So there's lots of steps that we can help walk them through in terms of sort of planning the actual how we're all going to work together in the space during the renovation project. And then the other piece is really, you know, and I think it's something that you address on an ongoing basis, is starting to review what you do have in your house, because a significant renovation is going to mean you're going to have to shift your belongings around and shift the way you're used to being in your space, at least for a while. And so you're more than likely going to have to pack up your kitchen or
mm-hmm.
pack up your master bedroom. And it's usually a good time to, you know, go through to make some decisions about what you have. Do you need to keep that? Do you want to keep that? Do we want to make space in the new area for these for your belongings, or is it something you want to move along?
Mm-hmm. And you brought out a couple of really great things about the planning, because I remember a friend's mother planned a kitchen renovation, and she was excited
mm-hmm.
about it, but I don't think they took into consideration the time, because when they started, they assumed they would be finished by Thanksgiving.
Yes.
They weren't. So they had to shift where Thanksgiving was usually held, not at mom's house, so they had to find something else. But also just about, I helped a client when they were going through a kitchen renovation, and you're right, they were so surprised at how much stuff they had in that kitchen, and they were able to purge a lot of things as well. So
mm-hmm.
that's also a good time to do that as well. But then you had just touched on the whole, how do you already started on preparing themselves, but also their space and all of this and organizing. And I bring that up is because I live in an apartment and they had to do the HVAC. So I was
mm-hmm.
out here for 2 weeks, but they also, which was, it was an okay relocation. I was happy to come back home, Tamara. I was really happy to come back home. But in that process, I was told exactly where they would be working, and I was also told, okay, you have to shift this, you got to move this, you got to pack this. And one of the things that they really assisted me with was because I have an L-shaped desk, which is almost right near the new unit, and I said, well, I'm going to need assistance with this. And they were like, fine, just clear it all, get everything out of it, and then we'll just kind of shift it so we can work. So I think sometimes people, when they go through the home renovation project, they don't really take all those little details into consideration.
Yeah, these are great things, and these are important conversations that really should start as part of the planning process, because it won't be successful to plan this fabulous new project but not having thought through these pieces that are pretty critical. So, you know, this is such a great topic that we're talking about today. I love this.
And this is just a question that I just thought about as you were speaking. What is, I guess, the largest project you've ever taken on, and then what is like the smallest project you've ever done?
Well, that's a good question. You know, we have, you know, first, in terms of smallest, we have lots of clients that we've worked for many years. You know,
okay.
Some clients we continue to come back, and it's not unusual for us to take care of small projects we've done, you know, coming back and changing out someone's door or a couple of windows or even just we have a couple of clients right now. We're overseeing some smaller roofing repairs. You know, they like having a professional that's going to direct the subcontractor, and so we love doing that kind of work. We've also done projects where we've renovated whole brownstones that needed, you know, complete gut and start over, projects that took well over a year, year and a half to do. We had a great time doing a fairly good-sized project for one of the local art institutions, the Fleischer Art Memorial. We were honored to replace 90 historic windows for that organization. So we work on a wide range of projects, and one of the reasons we got into remodeling is it's such a great opportunity to meet all kinds of different people, and we get to work in lots of different kinds of places. It may be a condo space, you know, maybe something like yours, and then it could be a large stone house outside of the city proper. So it's fun to work on lots of different kinds of housing stocks.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And as you were talking, I have another question, and we'll get back to the other question. Do you feel it's important to have, like, a really good communication between you and your clients? And the reason I ask that is because when they were working on my unit here, I got to know, even though they were working on everybody else's unit, because they did, like, a stack type renovation here. But I just, you know, would greet the men. I would kind of get to know them, not on a first-name basis, but then when they had to come back and do a little tweaking of things, I would ask them questions. I would make sure, you know, that if I didn't understand something, I would really make sure that they explained it so I would understand it. And even, you know, recently there was something wrong with my remote panel, and I explained to them, I said, you know, I think from looking at it, because the battery thing was flashing, it's just a simple battery. And they came and they were like, you know what, you were right. So is that good to have, like, those open lines? Not that you nag your contractors, people, but just to you. I don't want you nagging them, just to say, hey, you know.
Yeah, I think it's great. It, you know, that's actually, you know, in the beginning when you're choosing your contractor, you know, I think that's, you know, long as you're on kind of an equal playing field, you know, you're working with people who are professional and they have all their licenses and they're certified and everything. After that, you know, we're dealing with making sure it's a company that you feel comfortable with and that you can communicate well with. And, you know, we certainly are lucky now. There's lots of great tools that can make it easy to answer questions. You know, with emails, we can answer some questions sometimes fairly simply and solve the problems. And, you know, look to use kind of all the tools. So, yeah, that's a great question.
Yeah, because I just wanted to answer that, because a friend of mine, she was shocked. She's like, they actually greet you. I says, well, I'm nice to them. I don't have any, you know, unrealistic demand. I just have questions. It's like, okay, this is a brand new unit, you know. So I just wanted to ask that. So do you have any final? Oh, what were you going to say? I'm sorry.
Well, you know, I was. You know, you made me want to talk a little bit about just, you know, stepping back and thinking about, you know, someone's thinking about doing a renovation, and and you asked the great question about kind of what they should prepare, and, you know, I talked a little bit about just starting to, you know, put together a little visual list and also like a written list. But the other thing I'd say is try, if you can, just to bring an open mind. You know, part of what we as professionals can do is we very well and can bring lots of solutions that you might not have thought about.
Mm-hmm.
So I encourage people to think about letting some new solutions kind of come into the picture. And it could be something, you know, like I found often, especially if someone is in a home for a long time, they get used to, for instance, using their kitchen a certain way, like the knives always being in this drawer or, you know, walking around this way to put something in the dishwasher or take it out. Sometimes we've just developed really good habits because that is what we've been given in the beginning. You know, it was the kitchen that was already in the house.
Mm-hmm.
But it may not be the best way for the kitchen to function in the long run. So when we go through the design development work together, it could be that we might come up with a solution that's better, but it may be different than what you're used to. So I guess that would be one of my other tips, is saying, you know, keep an open mind. It could be there are some solutions, and hopefully there are some solutions, and there's some, you know, product and all kinds of aspects that, you know, we're going to bring to the table and to help make the project more successful and help you enjoy the space for a long time.
And Tamara, I agree, because you come from a different a different design, because you've been doing it and you've been doing other people's homes, so you might have a solution that person is just looking for on how to really be more effective and efficient in their space. So I do agree with this. So people come with an open mind. I mean, this is
come with an open mind.
Yeah, a whole new venture, a whole new look and feel. And so please, so are there any final suggestions or tips that you have for the listeners out there on just how to have a more organized home renovation process?
Well, I think that being open, acknowledging up front that remodeling can be stressful. It's a project that's going to take place in your home. It could take place over a fairly long time, and being willing to kind of talk about some of those details, asking the questions about scheduling, letting folks know, you know, if there's an important event. I'd say that's top of the list. And then I'd say, you know, be willing to start your organizing and packing early, and think about what's realistic for you. You could gauge your project based on kind of how much time you might have available. So, for instance, if you're a super busy professional and you may only have one day every 2 weeks to meet with your design professional to develop your project, then you might want to choose someone who can bring, you know, lots of products to you so that the process keeps moving at a good clip. So I think thinking through how much time you have, your organizing, being open should help you have a much more successful renovation.
And I do agree with you in regards to planning your organizing and your packing, because one of my neighbors was waiting until like a few hours before he had to leave for the relocation. They're still packing and putting stuff in boxes, and I'm like, I cannot live like that. Would be too stressful for me.
That would add a level of stress. So I think, you know, as soon as you start thinking that you're going to do your kitchen renovation, then start thinking, you know, at the same time about how you're going to pack things up, what you have, you don't need, and all those organizing tips.
And, Tamara, I have one more final question. What is the oldest home that you've ever worked on? And the reason I ask that is because I know, at least here in the city of Philadelphia, there's so many different types of homes, and I used to own a home that was old. And I know when you start, you know, working on those, sometimes things can just get a little bit more involved than you really expect it to do. So that's why I just wanted to ask you that question.
Yeah, we're pretty lucky. If if you call it luck, and I certainly do, because we love the opportunity to work on a wide range of ages of homes. But Philadelphia has some pretty old housing stock, and we have had the opportunity to work on a few buildings from the late 1700s. That's not a typical project. We've had worked on any number of projects from the 1800s, and then certainly I'd say a fair amount of the homes we worked on have been at least 100 years old, just because there's so many of those great houses and units in Philadelphia. But that said, we've also worked on homes that are less than 10 years old. So, like I said, a wide range of ages.
Well, Tamara, I thank you so much for your time. And before you go, please tell the listeners how they can contact your firm.
Okay, so we should be easy to find. If you just Google Myers Constructs, that's Constructs with an S on the end, Myers, M-Y-E-R-S, C-O-N-S-T-R-U-C-T-S, MyersConstructs.com. We're also on Facebook. We're on Houzz. And then we've got a good old-fashioned phone number for those of you in the Philadelphia metro area. We're 215-438-6696.
And, of course, if you want a direct link to their website, you just go to the show page and you click on the name and it will take you directly there. And for those of you who follow me on Facebook, I shared a picture of the dumpster.
I love that.
When I saw the organized dumpster, I said, oh, yeah, I have to share this with people. So you can also connect with Tamara, and her firm that way. So I thank you so much for your time today, Tamara, and just thank you for all the information that you shared with us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate this opportunity.